12 ordinary guys. Fishermen, if I remember right. You see, in the Hebrew faith, they were the lowest of the low. Because the highest of the high were those who had memorized all of Scripture and became priests. That's where all Hebrew children wanted to be. And those who were not chosen went back to their father's trade. You hear what I'm saying? 12 ordinary folks. But what? Jesus said, you know what, in case you forget, let's summarize in two statements. Here's my message. Jesus said, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Folks, if you can remember those two things, you have the essence of everything God wants you to know. That's what Jesus said. And you know what? Jesus died because he invested himself in the world's suffering, giving himself for the world's sin. But that wasn't the end, was it? Jesus, what? Rose from the dead, overcoming sin and death, proclaiming the power and triumph of God. You see, folks, those of us who proclaim Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and leader of our life, guess what? Our tomb is empty, folks. You know that? Our tomb is empty. Do you believe that? That is the central assertion of the Christian faith. Everything else about being Christian hangs on that statement. Jesus rose from the dead. Our tomb is empty. No bones are in there. Christianity brings to the table of world religions a God who loves his people deeply, a God who searches for justice and righteousness and mercy, a God who suffers for humanity, a God who brings atonement to humanity and heals the relationship between God and each person, a God who heals, a God who loves the unlovable. Did you ever notice the difference between Jesus and the other folks? I slipped by it really quick. Let's go back. Look at that. Jesus walked. Jesus healed. Jesus talked. Jesus saw. Jesus wiped their tears. Jesus called. What did Jesus do? He didn't spend his time writing, did he? What did Jesus do? He walked, he talked, he wiped tears away. Those, what are those called in the English language? Action, that's right, yeah. He didn't sit behind a desk, did he? Jesus was out, walking and talking, town to town, village to village, loving people. And you know what? His life didn't even end. It continues, doesn't it? Yes, Jesus died. There's another action, isn't it? But what? Jesus went to heaven doing the same thing, right? Doing, walking, talking, sharing, healing. So, is Christ the only way? Another way to put this, are those who don't call Christ their Lord and Savior and what I call leader of their life, condemned to hell? Well, let's turn real quick to Acts 4, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. It's one verse. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Peter said, there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved.